There's no shortage of opinions on President Obama's trip to Cuba, especially in Miami, home to many Cuban exiles and Cuban Americans. But opinions there are definitely more varied than they used to be. We sent the world's Jason Margolis to South Florida to get some reaction.
I put a very basic question to Cuban Americans in Miami. Should President Obama be in Cuba? Predictably, here's a liberal reaction.
Yes, I think the president going to Cuba serves a tremendous interest of the administration and its policies.
And a conservative view.
I think geopolitically is a very concerning thing.
That was Mauricio Claver Caron, director of the U.S.-Cuba Democracy PAC. The first voice was Joe Garcia. He's a former Democratic congressman from South Florida. He's running this year to reclaim his seat. This being Miami, I met both in cafes. Let's start with Democrat Joe Garcia. He says the two leaders, Barack Obama and Raul Castro, present a stark symbolic contrast that the U.S. can use to its advantage.
Here you have a young American president. He's vibrant, charismatic, tall, racially looks like the Cuban people, standing next to the successor to the lifetime tenure or family possession of the Castros, older, an economy in shambles.
Claver Caron sees a much different symbolic moment unfolding.
I understand the debate of whether he can go and have, you know, a Reagan tear down the wall moment, but my argument has always been that Reagan made that argument in West Berlin, not in East Berlin, while he was hugging Erich Honecker, who was the dictator of East Germany at the time.
He adds that Obama's visit to Cuba is doing a disservice to the Cuban people.
The president, in an interview that he gave in December of 2015, essentially had made the case that he would not go to Cuba until he saw tangible evidence that human rights had improved on the island. Well, thus far, we saw last year there was 9,000 political arrests, and 2016 has been the most repressive new year in decades. And yet the president's going.
Joe Garcia sees something else happening on the island. He had a hand in shaping the Obama administration's less restrictive approach toward Cuba.
Today, you have a vibrant and growing civil society. This policy is successful. Is it exactly what we want? Is Cuba a thriving, Western European democracy? No, of course not. But certainly it's better today than it was a decade ago.
After meeting with the two men, I admit to being confused. Which guy was spinning me? Is Cuba more open than ever or more oppressive?
The truth is probably somewhere down the middle.
Eduardo Gamarra is a professor of Latin American politics at Florida International University. He says the left and the right are exaggerating the good and the bad unfolding in Cuba today. He says the administration's lifting of restrictions on Cuba is clearly having positive impacts on Cuba's civil society.
But I don't think we should exaggerate the impact of that, you know, especially on other areas. I mean, are human rights violations continuing? Absolutely. Are they likely to continue in the near future? Yes. And the exile community in Miami is right to be critical of that. And so the question is, should we continue to engage with them despite these violations?
Mauricio Claver Caron says no. He says the U.S. engaged with Latin American dictatorships in past decades, and it didn't work.
I think one of the most concerning aspects of this trip is that this is going to be the first U.S. president to visit a Latin American dictatorship since Lyndon Johnson went to visit Anastasio Somoza in Nicaragua. There's a reason why American presidents haven't done that since, because we've been in a process of democratization, which has been our geopolitical priority in the Western Hemisphere, and a successful one.
Claver Caron would like to see President Obama paying more attention to democratically elected leaders in the region. Joe Garcia believes contact in Cuba will foster change.
Probably a hug is much more powerful than a slight.
Despite the disagreements, it's worth remembering, Cuban Americans on the left and the right want the same thing: the end of a repressive regime in Cuba. That much they can agree on. For the world, Jason Margolis, Miami.
We've got a lot more later in the show on President Obama's historic visit to Havana. Plus, we've got more stories online about Cuba and the changes in the U.S.-Cuba relationship, from large-scale issues like human rights all the way down to who owns the naming rights for Cuban rum. You can read about it at PRI.org/Cuba. You're listening to The World.